The smash hit Broadway musical Hamilton mixes hip-hop with American history and features a multiracial cast. A lot's been written about the founding fathers in the show, Hamilton, Washington, Jefferson, and Aaron Burr among them. But for reporter Jeff London, the one that got away, a song about the founding mothers, is the emotional heart of the show.
I'll admit it. Since the Hamilton cast album came out in September, it's been more or less in constant rotation on my iPhone. And one of the songs I frequently press, not only play but repeat, is the Schuyler Sisters, the exuberant number that introduces three women, two of whom are going to fall madly in love with Alexander Hamilton, as they visit Lower Manhattan in 1776. It's irresistible. These three women in period dresses strut across the stage, heads and fingers popping like a Revolutionary War version of Destiny's Child. And if it looks and sounds like they're having fun, Philippa Sue, who plays Eliza, the woman who married Hamilton, says they are.
We're so amazingly different from each other and come from very different backgrounds and upbringings, yet we come together and it's just like fireworks.
Hamilton's creator Lin-Manuel Miranda heard the women singing backstage and tailored the song to showcase their vocal blend. In addition to the harmony, Renee Elise Goldsberry, who plays cerebral older sister Angelica, gets to show off her skills.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel. Work!
For me, the Schuyler Sisters become the emotional heart of the show. But in their first song, I find myself swept up in the excitement and belief that history is happening in Manhattan, and we're all lucky to be alive right now. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.